And moving on now, anti-regime protesters hold yet another rally in Saudi Arabia demanding the release of prominent Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. The protests took place in the town of Awamiya in the oil-rich eastern province. The protesters expressed support for Nimr, who's been in custody since last July. He was shot and arrested by regime forces for criticizing the country's ruling family. Nimr's sister has recently said through her Twitter account that prison authorities are denying her brother medical care. His detention has escalated anti-regime protests in eastern province. The rallies erupted in early 2011. Protesters are demanding justice as well as social and economic equality. Mr. Zayd Al-Issa is a Middle East expert. He's with me now live from London. Let's get his thoughts on the situation in Saudi Arabia. So, Mr. Issa, first of all, the detention of Nimr al-Nimr. Now, this is an important and prominent cleric for the Shia community in Saudi Arabia. However, the kingdom has decided to keep him in detention, despite the fact that that decision is sparking more protests. Why do you think?
Well, even though that this decision is sparking more protests, but it actually is a reality that the regime cannot cope or cannot bear any peaceful criticism. Sheikh Nimr simply explicitly demanded the rights of the people in the eastern province, who basically live in the richest spot of Saudi Arabia, and all their wealth is looted and is been taken away by the Al Saud family to line up their pocket. Those people are subjected to systematic, deliberate, intolerable discrimination and unbearable abuse with widespread persecution. They are calling for their dignity, for justice, for equality, for their right to be treated as equal citizens, which is not happening. Now, there has been widespread protests. Those protests have intensified and escalated because of the brutal, ruthless, and savage crackdown by the authorities, which have spectacularly failed, spectacularly backfired, and we are witnessing the backlash to those heavy-handed, heavy security approach, which is dealing with peaceful demonstration of people demanding their rights. Those protests erupted after the Saudi king sent his forces to occupy and invade a peaceful country of Bahrain, again in the hope of placating the demands of protesters there and quashing a popular uprising by the overwhelming majority inhabitants of Bahrain, who are Shia, also demanding full rights. Now, the invasion of Bahrain and also the issuing by the King of Saudi a stern warning of dire reprisals to peaceful protesters, and also the fatwas which followed by the Wahhabi Salafi radical establishment in Saudi Arabia, and the threats by the Interior Ministry of treating those peaceful protesters like Al-Qaeda. And that's specifically what the Interior Ministry, headed by Naif and now his son, have considered those peaceful demonstrators who are demanding their rights with the same brutality, ruthlessness as Al-Qaeda, under the very eyes of the staunchest and closest ally of Saudi Arabia, which is the United States. This regime of Saudi Arabia is conspicuously incapable of any reform, and all the reforms that the king has talked about and the description by the US of the king of being a reformist is absolutely untrue and hasn't materialized. Those reforms have been cosmetic and irrelevant to the people, and simply they are there to appease the Americans and reduce their embarrassment of throwing their wholehearted support beyond the West tyrannical and brutal dictatorship who have shored up and propped up other dictators in the region.
So you say cosmetic reforms there in your statements. We know that while we are seeing this crackdown on protests, we're basically seeing a ban on all public gatherings across the Saudi kingdom. But at the same time, we are seeing some kinds of concessions, if we could call them concessions. We're seeing the kingdom release some of the prisoners, especially those women who were detained earlier on, which led to more protests. Do you think that the kingdom is maybe following a dual track policy of giving concessions at the same time continuing with its crackdown?
I don't think there are any real and concrete concessions being made to the people. The regime have demonstrated over and over again that it is completely incapable of any reform, and the so-called reforms are superficial, cosmetic, and the same brutal, ruthless crackdown has continued, and the use of massive disproportionate force against peaceful protesters, and the indefinite arrest of people and denying them any access to law. And also there are absolutely no human rights, no freedom of expression, no freedom of speech, no freedom of religion. They are all non-existent in a country which is considered the staunchest and a central pillar of US policy in the region. And the Saudi regime has not stopped at that, but has backed other dictators like the Yemeni dictator, stood by Mubarak as well, given refuge to Zain al-Abidin bin Ali, tried and has been putting concerted effort in stirring up sectarian and ethnic tensions in Iraq. So there are no changes in Saudi Arabia. The policies, the main policies, are exactly the same. Reform is non-existent in the country because the regime is not willing to give up, relinquish power, or even share power. It is an absolute monarchy, and the all the appointments have been absolutely irrelevant, replacing one official by another official, and it's the only country in the world where actually ministries are inherited. We've seen that Mohammed bin Nayef has inherited the interior ministry from his father, and the appointment of military men or ex-intelligence men like Mikrin has been given the position of second deputy or prime minister. These are all indicators that there is absolutely no political reform and no freedoms given the people. There are absolutely no human rights existing in the country, and even the Shura Council or consultative body, the people are handpicked and appointed by the king himself. And even the women appointed there, they are high profile personalities that are very close to the regime.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zayd Al-Issa, Middle East expert, with us there live from London.